Hello again to all our listeners of Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm having a grand old time because we are at Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers, and that means we're talking to attorneys and lawyers and about law firms all day long, and that means my co-host is the one, the only, Mark Furman of TBHR. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jeffrey. Great to be with you this morning. Can't wait to hear from this next guest.
You know, Mark, I would just also want to say that I appreciate that you lowered your chair about 4 inches from mine. I love looking down at this angle on you. It's very, very appropriate. It feels good.
Okay.
I don't get to look down on a lot of people. You know, I'm not the tallest guy in the room. But our next guy, he'll beat me down pretty quick. A guy I've always enjoyed, and I'm sure our listeners will too. Peter Johnson, founder, partner, Law Practices Consultants, LLC. Welcome, Peter.
Thanks. Nice to be here. Thanks for including me this morning.
Must have been a slow day. You decided to come in and visit us.
No. I look forward to this for the last month.
So, Peter, you know, you do have a very special practice. Why don't you tell our listeners first what you do?
Well, as I said to Mark Furman, your co-host, scientists are still trying to figure out what I do. But I help lawyers and law firms in many different ways. Let me give you a brief background and so that we can put it in context. I characterize myself as a recovering attorney. I practiced law for 19 years, managed a law firm, chaired its compensation committee, and I've got the scars to prove them both. Before going to law school, I was in sales and marketing, and also before going to law school, I received 2 graduate degrees in counseling psychology. And when I got into BC Law School, I said to my wife, this is great, no more counseling, no more sales and marketing. You put the video on fast forward, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And frankly, that's what I advise my law firm clients to do. They are, regrettably, for many of them, in sales and marketing, and they need to be good counselors. 19 years ago, as managing partner, I hired a number of consultants and then was asked by a fellow to join him, which I did 19 years ago. And now we spend the majority of our time in 2 primary areas: management governance, and that includes compensation systems, succession planning, management structure, and the other is business development and client retention. I spend much of my time interviewing key clients for law firms, finding out what they like, what they don't like, how the law firms can improve, and what best practices are. And then I take that information and work with lawyers and law firms to put a plan, to draft a plan based on the voice of the client. So that's a lot about what I do, but I've been doing it for a long time, so that's a long story.
Peter, our audience is are business owners. So based upon your experience, what are the biggest mistakes that law firms make that, and what are the greatest client needs that are not being met by law firms?
That's a great question. And there are so many mistakes that law firm makes. And I'll answer your question, but let me make a comment first. If lawyers and law firms could retain clients that they lose through their own inadvertence and neglect, then they wouldn't have to spend so much time looking for new clients. And let me tell you what I mean by that. More and more clients tell me that they feel ignored, neglected, taken for granted. And it is a real challenge to be responsive and to communicate effectively, efficiently, and continually with clients. But that's what they want, and that's what they tell me they're not getting. They are not getting phone calls returned. They are not getting emails when they expect to get emails. Their idea of responsiveness is inconsistent with a lawyer's idea of responsiveness, and it doesn't have to be that way. I like to say to guess is cheap, to guess wrong expensive. If you ask your client, you'll know what to do. So communication, responsiveness are probably the 2 things that lawyers should be able to control, and the 2 areas I think that clients complain about the most.
It was That was a great answer, and it sort of reminds me of my own basic training, because I started in sales at a division of Johnson & Johnson. They used to tell us, don't always be chasing new accounts, the 80-20 rule, 80% of your business is with existing accounts of your new business, not with new accounts. And I think that's the way. You've got to treat the ones you have well, because they're the most likely ones to trust you and look for more work.
Yeah. One of the clients that I interviewed, a general counsel, said to me, he said, Peter, I read the same material as you do. And he mentioned the 80-20. He said, if 80% of your business comes from 20% of the clients, he said, why do we, the 20%, feel ignored?
Wow.
And one of the client interviews that I did years ago involved going out to Pittsburgh, and I was interviewing general counsel. And general counsel said, I am glad you're here to talk to me, because the firm that you're here to chat about, I have been systematically firing them for the last 3 years, and they don't know it. And once their senior partner who's on our board either dies or retires, they will get zero work. And I asked, I said, well, I flew all this way. Thanks for the information. Can we talk a little bit? And the long and short of it was they were mailing it in quotes. They were taking the relationship for granted. They were changing associates on various matters without telling them. They were not sticking to the budget. And again, this could have been controlled. Yeah, there was a $500,000 a year client that was lost.
So, you know, the legal field is one of the most competitive fields I've ever seen in business. There's just so many good attorneys out there. They're fighting the institutional pressure within organizations for billable mm-hmm. hours to succeed, to get ahead, to survive. How do you help organizations to transition in a world that's clearly in transition?
Well, the profession of law has transitioned into the business of lawyering a lot longer ago than people recognize, and they're just recognizing it now, and probably the recession they started to recognize, and the client has the upper hand, and the client's not giving it back any too soon. And so what I try to do with lawyers and law firms is educate them as to the business of law. I mean, we are running a business, and we sell time. And it's difficult to get lawyers to understand law firm economics. And so what we're trying to do now is educate lawyers, management, et cetera, about how to look at the numbers, perhaps as your audience looks at the numbers. They're business people, and they look at bottom line. They look at cost of production, et cetera. And so even though we sell time and we are a profession, we are a business.
Right.
Peter, I have a question about, this goes back to client satisfaction. People who work with me, I like to tell the story of when we were litigating against a Fortune 100 company. And in discovery, we received some internal documents relating to sales and marketing, and that company's pretty sophisticated company said that their customers would talk about them 28 times on average in their life. And it always struck me that, you know, people like to talk about their lawyers and whether they think they're good or not. So if that's true, and my gut tells me it's either true or not far from being true, what do you want those people to say about you?
I think Mark's right.
You don't return phone calls, or you're responsive, thoughtful, committed. You know, it's really important for lawyers to, I think, look at the world from the client's perspective, yeah, not from their own. Get out of the demands that they're experiencing and look at everything from the client's perspective.
Yeah. Someone famous once said that the capacity for self-deception is limitless. Mm-hmm. And many times a lawyer will look in the mirror and see something that the client does not, and there's clearly a disconnect. What I try to instill in lawyers and law firms is you need to be described by your client as the best attorney, the best law firm with which that client has ever worked, because someone is. And what do you need to do to be that person or that law firm? And that is what you need to strive for. So you need, when you talk about, when you ask somebody who your lawyer is or who your law firm is, you want not only the name, but you want a description. He or she or it is the best law firm with which I have ever worked. That is how you get an unqualified referral.
I think that's true, and I think Mark's right also. When I think about the limited social engagements that I'm in, the majority of time, the discussion of attorney comes up somewhere in the dinner conversation or the cocktail conversation. It is one of the most common conversations. People are always asking about attorneys.
They do. They brag about their attorneys, generally, although bad news travels faster than good news. They talk about the deal that they got on the best deal they've got on their house, and they talk about the best deal they've got on a car, okay? But the lawyer, you know, lawyers is in that trifecta. But they're also not bashful about saying that they had the worst experience with a lawyer and sharing that, because again, bad news travels more quickly than good news.
Well, they say it's 10-1. Right.
That's right.
And I do like to share stories of bad attorneys that I've experienced in my career. I figure that's my payback.
Well, there's a reason there's so many attorney jokes.
Right. Well, I was once with an unnamed attorney on a case, and we walked out, and another attorney looked at us about another attorney and said, that's the kind of attorney that give the rest of us a bad name. It takes one bad apple sometimes to ruin the barrel. Peter, always, you know, looking forward to seeing you. You know that with me, and I sometimes run onto you on the airplanes. That's always fun too when you're tripping me down the aisle. If someone's looking for you at Law Practices Consultants, how would they find you?
Oh, they would find me by going to lawpracticeconsultants.com,
right?
Or I have a website that has my information and my contact information, but lawpracticeconsultants.com.
Great. And Mark Furman, just in case anybody's wondering, been listening to this, if someone was looking for you at TBHR, how would they find you?
I can be reached at mfurman, F-U-R-M-A-N, at tbhr-law.com, or at 617-218-2000.
And before we close out the year, I want to, you know, make a lot of thank yous to the staff of Radio Entrepreneurs. Remind everybody that over 6,000 guests over the last few years, and over 1 million people who have connected with the show in one way or another. Thanks to Mark Z Legal Staffing, and all the people who support the show. And we have a couple of really big announcements to come up in the new year that I think everybody's going to love about the show. So we're going to sign off, and we'll be back after these messages.